US President Donald Trump has been discussing a range of options to acquire Greenland, including use of the military, according to the White House. Greenland is part of Denmark, a NATO ally of the US. Yesterday, six of those allies, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Poland and Spain, expressed support for Denmark. Today, France's foreign minister says his country is working with partners on a plan over how to respond should the United States act on its threat to take over Greenland. The issue of Greenland's future resurfaced in the wake of the US military intervention in Venezuela, during which elite troops went into seize the country's president and take him to face drugs and weapons charges in New York. Donald Trump says the US now runs Venezuela and will start with taking its oil. Michael Becker is with us. He's Assistant Professor of International Human Rights Law at Trinity College Dublin School of Law. Michael Becker, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
First to Venezuela, your thoughts on what's unfolded there in the last number of days?
Well, I think it's very important to make clear that these are not murky or complex questions of international law. This has constituted a clear, flagrant violation of international law in the UN Charter. There is no exception to the prohibition on the use of force that applies here. The US has not been acting in self-defense. It's not acting with a Security Council mandate. There's no basis under international law to do what the US has done to abduct Maduro simply because he's facing criminal charges in the U.S. or because he obtained power unlawfully, or indeed because he has governed in ways that are deeply objectionable. We could talk about whether international law should allow states to do what the U.S. has done, but that is not what international law actually provides for.
Donald Trump has been very clear, though, that his priority in Venezuela is oil. His quote on this Truth Social platform, the interim authorities in Venezuela will be turning over between 30 and 50 billion, million barrels of high-quality sanctioned oil to the United States of America. He's not even talking about other reasons anymore. His priority is simply oil.
Yes, and this raises all sorts of additional international law problems. Control over a state's natural resources is a fundamental aspect of sovereignty. Again, there's no legal basis whatsoever for the U.S. to seize Venezuelan oil or to demand that Venezuela enter into concession agreements with U.S. companies on whatever terms the U.S. might demand. This whole idea that the U.S. is planning to run Venezuela or control Venezuela seems to be something that the U.S. plans to do from a distance, working through members of the Maduro regime who remain in place. So that makes it very clear that this hasn't really been about restoring democracy or about human rights. This is about coercion and making demands backed by the threat of force. This is 21st century gunboat diplomacy. And again, that is a clear violation of the UN Charter, which also prohibits the threat of using force, which is exactly what we see here.
Greenland and America's intentions, once dismissed as fanciful, not anymore. Donald Trump says the US needs Greenland for security reasons. Even if that's true, can't that just be done using NATO?
Absolutely. There's no reason why the US cannot get to what it wants in terms of security objectives or even access to resources other than simply by working with its NATO partners, working with Denmark. The U.S. already has a base in Greenland. It has a military presence there. It can certainly work with its NATO allies to make sure that the security aspects of Greenland, because of its geographical situation, are met. So all of this, I think, is again pretextual. This is not really about security or about natural resources even. This is about this worldview of dominating the Western Hemisphere, this return to a world organized around regional spheres of influence, the very world that we tried to get rid of after World War II by setting up the UN Charter-based system.
If your contention is right, Michael, and you're a former legal officer at the International Court of Justice, if what the US is doing in Venezuela and plans to do in Greenland is in breach of international law, who's going to hold them to account?
Well, that's a very serious problem. There is no real prospect here of any type of international court action. There's no prospect of a Security Council resolution condemning these actions because the US can exercise its veto. So ultimately, if there's going to be accountability here, it's perhaps more likely to come from within the U.S. So we see certain elements of the U.S. government strongly against this idea of taking Greenland. They can see that this would be a massive breach of trust, going well beyond anything we've seen already in terms of tariffs and other anti-European rhetoric emanating from the White House. And we also see that accountability could come in the fact that no one wants to see Venezuela collapse into chaos or see the U.S. military get drawn into what could be a very messy civil war or a situation of counterinsurgency. But if that actually happens, and there are some signs of that happening already, maybe that also becomes finally a moment of political accountability for Trump at home, even though I'm sure he would be very quickly to find ways to blame others if that's what happens.
Internationally, if the U.S. does move on Greenland, that looks like that could be the end of NATO.
I think that's probably right. In theory, the U.S. doing so would trigger the Article 5 obligations that all other NATO states have. Those states would have an obligation to come to Denmark's aid. But it is very hard to imagine Europe going to war with the U.S. over Greenland. So it very likely would mean an end of NATO. And I think another very serious worry here is if Trump and the White House try to link this idea of acquiring Greenland to U.S. support for Ukraine. That could put Europe in a very difficult spot where they may feel under significant pressure to actually go along with some kind of U.S. plan to purchase or otherwise acquire Greenland.
Michael Becker, Assistant Professor of International Human Rights Law at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you very much for speaking to us. We'll have news headlines next.